Archers for the week 11 to 16 May 2003.
Emma is determined to make things right with Will.
Will.
What time is it?
Careful, it's hot coffee.
What time is it? I've not overslept, have I?
No, of course not. It's only half four.
Oh, thank goodness.
Bought you a coffee.
Cheers, then. What are you doing up?
Thought I'd make you a coffee since you were so fast asleep. Then thought I'd get dressed and come up with you to feed the chicks.
Oh, you don't have to.
I want to.
You sure?
Yeah, of course I am.
Oh, great.
Then, when we get back, I'm going to make a big breakfast.
And then...
We might have breakfast in bed.
Oh, come here.
Oh, it would be great to spend every Sunday together, and now I'm working at Jack's.
Em.
What?
You don't have to worry, you know.
Worry about what?
I don't know. About me.
I'm not worried.
It's just... Ever since Thursday, you know, when you...
When I told you it's you I want to be with.
Yeah. You've been sort of stuck to me.
Stuck?
Yeah. It's like when you're not at work, you don't want to leave my side.
No, I just want to be with you.
That's all it is it?
What else?
Well, you don't have to worry, that's all. I ain't going anywhere.
I know.
And like I say, don't worry about me. Because I know you ain't going anywhere either.
Oh, Kenton.
Morning, Mum.
Come round, the door's open.
Okay. Sorry, Mum, you jumped a mile.
What were you doing in the garden? It's only 8 o'clock.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't sure whether you and Deb were up yet. The bedroom curtains were still closed.
You should know your father. He's out walking Jet. Is everything all right, love?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I was up, so I thought I'd have a stroll down to the shop.
Oh.
Get the Sunday papers.
I see.
I thought Jamie might come down with me, but he was watching cartoons on telly.
And Kathy?
So getting ready for work.
Would you like to stay for some breakfast?
No, not for me, thanks.
Cup of tea?
No, I'd better get back, thanks, Mum.
All right, dear.
Yeah, I said Jamie could stay with me instead of going to Lower Loxley with Kathy.
Another time, then.
Yeah, thanks.
What's the matter, dear? You can tell me, you know.
It's just, you know, Meriel. It'll pass.
Oh, love.
No, it's nothing, Mum, honestly. And thanks for letting me ring from here last night.
Anytime, you know that.
She's such a bubbly thing. I mean, she really tried to talk to me on the phone.
I know.
She was so excited about her present. Mel's got her a little push-along bike.
Yes, you said.
Do you think...
What?
The word dad, how much do you think it means to her?
You email her photographs and speak to her. And
yeah.
You know that Mel talks to her about you?
Yes, I know.
She won't forget you.
No.
I know it's hard for her, especially while she's so little. If there's anything we can do...
You've done so much already, you and Dad. No, I'm just going to keep my head down and work hard and try and save some money to go and visit at some point.
That's a very good idea.
Well, better get back with these papers. Kathy will be wondering where I've got to.
Yes, of course.
See you later, then.
Bye, dear.
Here you go, Mrs. It's okay.
Oh! Heel. Heel, boy!
Oh, shut up, you stupid mutt!
Here, boy! Heel!
Can't you keep that dog under control, Leonard? He's upsetting the ferrets.
Oh, sorry. Heel! One word from me and he does as he likes.
Is that Greg's dog?
Yeah.
What are you doing over here, any road?
Your brother's been exercising him since Greg's been away, but I think he's got other plans today.
Yeah, whatever.
My plan was to walk to the Am from Leader's Wood along the bank to the bridge and back to the cottage, but Mitch here had other ideas.
Yeah, we'll put him on a lead if you can't control him.
He's just a bit boisterous, that's all. Aren't you, boy? Oh, gosh, you look dreadful.
Cheers.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to offend. You just don't look that well, that's all.
I'm all right.
Quiet, boy!
Good. People think the countryside is peaceful and quiet.
Hi, Kenton. Didn't see you there.
Just having a quiet moment with the paper. Oh, dear, Ed, you look terrible.
Don't you start.
Has your dad calmed down yet?
He's just wound up because I wasn't up earlier. Me and Jazza should have been at the car boot about 3 hours ago.
Oh, well, you better get a move on, then.
I couldn't give a monkeys. But I'm off for some coffee.
Yeah, I hope his night on the tiles was worth the hangover.
Not judging by his mood, it wasn't. Anyway, I better make a move. Got lots to do, and I'm picking Greg up from the airport this afternoon.
Oh, the Wanderer returns.
No, it's just that he got delayed. He's got family in France, you know.
Oh, right.
It's difficult for him. With his children.
Yeah, sure.
Come on, Mitch. See you.
Yeah, take care.
Hello, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Mum.
I was looking for Clary.
Oh, sorry, not a clue. Just been sitting out in the sun. How was church?
Fine. I'm looking forward to the new vicar starting in July, of course. It'll be nice to return to some sort of stability.
Oh, right, yeah, the new vicar. Alan somebody or other. A merry widower, I hear.
Kenton.
Sorry, just a joke.
I know, but it's easy for rumours to get out of hand. Oh, it's a lovely morning.
All right.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Me and Jamie had a bit of cricket practice. I've just been putting off the evil hour.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm on mowing duty.
Yes, Kathy's garden's looking very tidy. I'm not sure about those hanging baskets, though.
Well, don't tell Joe. He made them out of bits of packing case.
It'd have been all right if he'd painted them.
He was in too much of a rush. Now he's made himself a to-do list for the 2 weeks run up to the competition.
Yes, people are taking it very seriously.
Well, there's a lot at stake. And, as Joe says, some people have thrown money at the problem instead of good old-fashioned gardening wisdom.
Ah, I take it he means Linda.
You should see what she's got over there, Mum. It's incredible what that woman must have spent.
Coloureds, 40 degrees, number 6. Oh, hell, how did those get in there? Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Greg, hi. How are you?
Listen, I can't speak for long. I've just arrived at the airport.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Just ring to let you know that the flight's on time.
Oh, that's good. I'll be at the airport to pick you up.
Just wait in the drop-off area.
No, I'll park up and come to arrivals.
You don't need to.
I want to.
Okay.
And don't eat any of the in-flight food. I've made this really nice marinated pork thing for us with coriander, a recipe of Mum's.
You didn't need to go to all that trouble, Helen.
It's no trouble.
Look, I've got to go.
Okay. Have a good flight.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye.
Oh, my knees.
Yeah, kneel on my jacket.
Oh, Tara. Sound like an old woman, don't I?
Ah, there you go.
That's better. Tarwell.
You don't have to do that, Em, you know.
I know. I want to. Pass me that tray of sweet peas, can you?
Mum's really enjoying the gardening.
Oh, I know. It's starting to look lovely.
Yeah, now she's managed to get Dad and Grandad to get rid of all the junk.
Yeah, she said so when I was helping to peel the potatoes. Though she did say that the back garden's not looking much different.
Yeah, that's because of Bart. And he's not going anywhere.
Oh, he's really fond of that old pony, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, come on, you've done enough. Let's go for a walk.
No, let me finish. Mum said to plant them as soon as I could, and, well, seeing as Clary wouldn't let me help her with the washing up.
No, sometimes she likes the kitchen to herself. Says she can unwind, listen to the radio.
Oh, it was a delicious lunch. Your mum's Yorkshire's are loads better than my mum's.
Yeah, she's a great cook.
Oh, I don't know what to say when she rang up to invite us this morning.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't know what to think.
Oh, I knew Ed and Jazza would have gone to some car boot or something.
Mm. Well, I wouldn't have come if...
Well, he wouldn't have said anything.
I know that, but...
Oh, he'll have to face it sooner or later. You're with me, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, of course. I just want to forget all about it. Pretend it never happened.
Yeah.
Because in a way, it didn't.
How do you mean?
I don't know, just like it happened to a different girl. It wasn't me, well, not the real me.
Wasn't it?
Of course it wasn't. I love you, Will Grundy.
I love you too.
Heart and body and soul, I really do.
250, that's a bit steep.
Doesn't matter, Greg.
That's why I said come to the airport at the last minute and just wait in the drop-off zone.
I think the short-stay car park is the drop-off zone. Stick your bag in a boot.
Good grief, Helen. What have you got all these boxes in here for?
Sorry, I didn't get a chance to take them out. Won't your bag fit in?
Just about. Oh, deadbeat. Oh,
well, let's get home, eh? You just hold on to the ticket for me.
Sure. Right, your best way back to Ambridge.
It's okay. I found my way here, didn't I?
Suit yourself.
Greg, I know you're tired. Just sit back and relax and let me drive. Was it a good flight?
Okay.
I really missed you, you know. Greg?
Sorry, what?
Mitch and I, we've missed you.
Has he been getting his exercise?
Yes, of course.
Who's been taking him out, William?
Forget the damn dog a minute, Greg.
Oh, don't snap, Helen. I'm not in the mood.
Is your stay all right?
Yeah.
And the girls?
They're fine.
I didn't expect you to stay on quite that long.
Nor did I. I did let you know.
Yeah, by text. Which was a bit embarrassing. Have the ticket. Thanks. And then you didn't tell me much when I finally managed to speak to you.
Helen, can we talk about this later?
Right. Well, there's been a lot going on while you've been away. Tom's getting Susan and Stan into the Sawyer's Farm unit tomorrow, having a practice run.
Yeah.
And poor Kirsty's been dumped by Chabot, did I tell you?
What?
That's why we went out last Thursday night.
Look, sorry, Helen, can we just cut the chat? I'm exhausted.
Oh. Right. Okay. We can talk later.
Just get me back to the cottage, eh?
Yeah. Fine.
We're off to Sawyer's Farm, where Tom and Susan are getting ready for their practice run.
Okay, all togged up, ready to make a start.
Right then, do you want to get the spice mix and the other stuff?
Okay.
Thanks for turning up so early this morning.
Oh, I wanted to get here before Stan so you could go through the process with me.
No problem.
I want to show myself up.
Oh, you won't do that. Besides, if you ever have to cover for me, you'll know exactly what to do.
Well, I hope that won't happen for a while.
No, but you never know.
It's all changed for us this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Betty's covering for me in the shop, so Neil's doing the ends.
All right.
I just hope Christopher's remembered to iron his cricket shirt. Didn't have time to get his PE kit ready before I dashed out this morning.
At least from next week you'll be able to come in a bit later.
Oh, Neil asked me to ask you if you'd be at Nets this Wednesday night.
Oh, dunno. Been so focused on this morning, not thought about the rest of the week. Tell him I'll get back to him on that one.
Right. It's his birthday next Thursday.
Oh yeah? You going out?
Well, probably just to the ball. I'll bake him a cake though if I get time. Okay, spices, seasoning, water.
Rusk?
Oh, yeah. So what happens now?
Well, I'm just going to weigh out these quantities, and then when Stan gets here, we'll mix up the meat, then all the other stuff.
And it'll all go through the mincer?
Yep, and then it's into the sausage maker.
Hmm. And how many batches are we making today?
I thought two, just for the practice.
Oh, that's good. So I can get used to using the cling film too.
Right then, as soon as Stan gets here, we'll get going.
Helen.
Hi. I'm just ringing to ask if you'll be back for lunch.
Oh, not sure.
You've got to eat, Greg.
Yeah, I'll have to be quick. I've got a lot to catch up on.
Well, we've got some catching up to do too.
I was dead beat last night.
I know. So, what time do you want to eat?
12-ish.
Yeah, fine. Kirsty won't mind swapping breaks. I'll get Mum to get me some of the beef they had yesterday, and I'll bring some of that mustard you like too.
Okay.
I didn't see you this morning.
You were sound asleep. I didn't want to wake you.
Didn't mind it.
Anyway, I wanted to get finished early here so I could get it to home farm to Mr. Oldridge. Speak of the devil.
Well, I'd let you go then.
Yeah, right on. Mr. Oldridge.
Morning.
You got my voicemail message?
I did.
Well, as I said in the message, I wanted to apologise to you. I hadn't planned on staying in France more than a few days originally.
So it was more than a little inconvenient.
I realise that. As I say, I apologise.
I had to get George Barford to give William a hand on more than one occasion.
It was unavoidable. Family business.
It made things very hard on William, who, I may say, carried out his duties admirably.
Yeah, well, he told me about the heater going down and the rest of it. Did really well.
Have you sorted out this family business of yours?
Well,
is it likely to require you flying back to France again in the near future?
Not in the near future, no. I just didn't want to leave until I'd at least tried to sort things out.
Well, it would help from now on if my head keeper didn't prolong any holidays without notice or justification. It's quite unacceptable.
Message understood.
I'll make us all a coffee when we've done these.
Oh, cheers. I've made a start in the last few from the first batch.
Oh. Do you want me to get Stan's approval before I hang him in the cold store?
Nah, I think I've got the hang of it okay. Just pinch and twist. Pinch and twist.
How are we doing for time?
Oh, yeah, we'd be pretty much on schedule if we were doing it for real.
Oh, that's great.
Mm. I must say, I didn't quite expect it all to go so smoothly.
Stan seems to know what he's doing all right.
Oh, yeah. Didn't have any worries on that score. He's got years of experience. There you go. My first ever string of Tom Archer sausages.
I'll get Stan to show me, if you like.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
As long as you don't laugh if I mess up.
Of course not. It's easy once you get the hang of it.
Anything's easy once you know how. Well, they look good, though, don't they?
Yeah. Even if I say so myself. Thanks, Susan.
What for?
They're agreeing to work here.
It's a pleasure.
What's this?
I thought we'd eat out here in the garden.
I did say I couldn't take long for lunch.
I know, but it's such a nice day.
Looks like you've gone to a lot of trouble.
Well, I got most of it from the shop. Here, come and sit down, tuck in.
Thanks.
Right, so these are beef and mustard, and those are ham and cheese.
Mmm. Very tasty. How long is it since we did this?
Oh, I can't remember. Last summer?
Seems longer.
Greg.
Hmm?
Last night, you were tired and you didn't say much and I didn't want to cross-question you.
Sonia again.
Well, I just wondered if you wanted to talk about it.
Oh, I don't know.
It might help. It's only to get it off your chest.
She's just being a complete pain in the backside.
Well, she is. Well, how old is she now?
14.
She's just generally being difficult.
Where do I start? She seems to have dedicated her life to whining of a mother. And Michelle falls for it every time.
Lots of kids do that.
I told her, ignore it. Don't give her the satisfaction of getting angry.
Well, we've all behaved badly as teenagers.
Then her crowning moment was just before I was due to come home. The police picked her up at 2 o'clock in the morning, drunk and incapable.
Oh, no.
She told her mother she was staying at a friend's.
Was she okay?
Police brought her home. She was ill all night, then slept the clock round.
Well, she'll grow out of it.
Michelle, well, she told me. I thought it was best to stay for a bit longer so I could deal with it.
I did stupid things when I was younger. I used to hang out with Kate and her gang. We took over Blossom Hill Cottage after Gran married Jack and moved out. We even locked Will Grundy in the attic once.
It's hardly on the same level, though, is it?
Kate was really wild. But look at her now. Settled with a husband and a kid in Johannesburg.
It's not the same. You didn't see her, Helen. She was so drunk. I didn't recognise her. And the language she was coming at. She really turned on me. It was more than just a bit of teenage rebellion.
What if there's more? Explain it to me, then.
Look, you won't understand.
I might.
No, it's me. I can't put it into words.
Try.
No, forget it.
Greg!
I don't want to talk about
Please.
It.
Please!
Let's just drop it, eh? Okay?
Okay, fine. Whatever you say.
Tom?
Yeah?
Hate to say this, but we've got a bit of a problem.
What?
Oh, it's not a disaster.
Oh.
But look.
They're way too long.
Don't panic. It's not all of them. I mean, some of them are okay. Look, fitting perfectly.
Yeah, well, those will be the ones that stun did. It's mine that are too long.
Yeah, I think so. I'm having to squash them into the trays and it spoils the presentation.
Oh, well, there's nothing we can do now. Let me do it. You start putting the cling film on the trays you've already packed.
Okay.
Lucky there aren't too many of these super sausages.
Oh, dear. This isn't as easy as it looks either. You need to be an octopus to hold all the ends together.
Hang on. All right, you hold these bits. I'll stretch this end round.
Oh, that's it. There we go. Okay, yeah. Put it on the ceiling. Oh, mind your fingers.
Okay, that should do it. Turn it over. Let's have a look.
Oh, watch the tray.
Hey. See that? Caught it before it hit the ground.
Well.
Instant reflexes. Honed during hours of nets. Sid and Alistair would be proud.
Oh, how many times have we said it this morning?
Thank goodness it's a practice run.
Oh, hello. Oh,
afternoon, Clary.
Susan's just taken over from Betty. She won't be long.
Well, I'm in no particular hurry.
How's family?
Well, all well, thanks. And you, Clary?
Oh, yeah, fine. Ciao.
Right. Oh, sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, I just want these few bits for Joe's tea, oh, Susan. Right. Eddie's taking me out tonight.
Oh, of course. It's your birthday, isn't it? Happy birthday.
Thanks. Yeah, he's taking me for a Chinese.
Oh, that's nice.
Is there any black shoe polish, Susan?
Oh, only dark tan, I'm afraid.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, how did you get on at Sawyer's farm this morning?
Oh, it went quite well, all things considered. Bar one or two mishaps.
Oh?
Well, some of the sausages came out too long for the past.
Dear.
Oh, dear. Right, is that all then, Clara?
Yeah. Oh, has my magazine come yet?
Oh, hang on. Let's have a look. Yeah, here it is.
Right. Oh, just look. Look, it's her off the telly. Oh. Look, gorgeous frock. It's like a giant meringue.
It costs thousands, I bet. Oh, did Shula show you the photos of Janet and Tim's wedding?
No, not yet.
Lovely too. Classier. More suitable for a woman her age.
Yeah, they'll make a lovely couple. Yeah. Hey, I wonder how Siobhan and her baby are getting on.
No, I don't know. I haven't heard anything since she left.
Shame, in a way, her having to go back to Ireland, wasn't
it? Can I pay for this chocolate, Susan?
Oh, yeah, of course, Mr. Aldridge.
It's just a little treat for Phoebe.
Oh, that's nice. There'll be a delivery on Thursday.
Sorry?
I think there's some black polish on order.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
Bye. Oh, and I've got something else to tell you.
Yep.
As soon as I got here, this chap from Grange Spinney turned up. He wanted me to put this in the windows.
Oh, they're looking for a cleaner for the show home.
They found it.
Eh?
I'm not even going to put the card in the window.
Well, good for you, Suze. Oh, but don't go tiring yourself out. I know what it's like running two jobs.
I've got to do something to make ends meet.
You'll have three.
Four, if I keep on the ironing.
I don't know.
Oh, you do what it takes, don't you?
Well, I wish my head would thought like that.
What's the matter with Ed? I thought everything had settled down again now.
It does with William and Emma. They seem really happy.
Oh, yeah.
But Edward, he's miserable as sin. And last week he was going around with a silly grin on his face. Now it's like the stuffing's been knocked over.
Oh, didn't sound like him.
And you know, his first beef calf were born last Friday. Mm. You'd have thought that would have given him something to think about over the weekend, eh? He ain't hardly been up there.
Hmm, hasn't he?
And he's been coming in all hours drunk. Oh. And he won't get up. Thought Eddie were going to have to drag him out of bed this morning.
Oh, dear.
And he won't tell me what's wrong either. It's like blood from a stone getting him to say what's up.
Well, that's lads for you, isn't it?
Do you know, Susan, I'm at my wit's end with him. I just don't know what to expect next.
At Brookfield, Bert's mind is fixed firmly on the Open Gardens competition.
So you'll be okay for tonight then, Bert? Off you go, fella. Hello. Earth to Bert, are you receiving?
Aye, what's that, Ivy?
You haven't heard a word I've been saying.
Oh, I have. Yeah. Somewhat about the memorial playground.
There's been a complaint to the parish council about the amount of graffiti.
Oh.
Right, let's have the next one.
Yeah, I noticed it myself when me and Frieda had a wander over there Sunday afternoon. Go on.
Anyway, if we get a few of us together, it shouldn't take us long.
Who else has volunteered?
Joe Grundy.
Ah.
It's his Susan's bench that seems to have caught most of the artwork. Peggy said she'd try and make it.
Good.
And Linda said she'd volunteer, although I better confirm it with her. I don't think she was concentrating 100%.
Well, we all know what's ticking away in her head. She thinks she's going to run off with the prize, don't she?
Oh, not the dratted competition again.
Here, shall I put these you through?
Yes, please.
Any road, as far as Linda's garden goes, I think you'll find Ted Hargreaves will agree with me.
Ted who?
Hargreaves. From Radio Borsetshire, he's going to be the judge.
Oh, right.
And he knows what's what.
Oh, I don't know. Joe Grundy reckons you spent a fortune on it. Might get a run for your money yet, Bert.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Ted knows a proper gardener when he sees one. He give me first prize for my marrow and my beetroot at the flower and produce.
Ah, oh, that's okay then.
Oh, and much as it pains me, I'm with Joe Grundy on this one.
Oh, good grief.
I think she's cheating and all.
Well, there aren't any rules, are there?
Well, that's beside the point.
How?
Well, it ain't right, is it? Some people working their fingers to the bone, spending hours nurturing seeds, preparing beds, planting out.
Well, that's fair, I suppose.
Why, look at Ambridge Hall, a firm of landscapers breezes in. And she buys all her plants from the nursery. It's outrageous.
Well, you might be right. Maybe Ted'll sort the sheep from the goats.
Perhaps if he explains it to her, she might withdraw.
Yeah, and this lot might walk themselves to the abattoir.
Although, by rights, I should reserve judgment till I've inspected her garden myself.
Oh, what's she done with it?
Perhaps it isn't in the kitchen.
Well, it's where she keeps all the bills and stuff.
Where her keeps all the bills.
Mum.
Afternoon, Mrs. Grundy.
Hello, Jazzer. What you up to in them drawers, Edward?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just looking for something.
I guess that much.
I'm just looking for something that belongs to me.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Edward, just tell me what it is and I'll know where to put my hand on it.
Passport.
Your passport? What do you want that for?
Well, I need it to get a bus pass.
What bus pass?
You might as well tell her, Ed.
Tell me what. What are you planning?
Well, we're off on holiday, if you must know.
Where to? When?
Well, that blasted landscaper's van's been at Lambridge Hall again.
Not now, Jack.
It's been there all afternoon.
What's he on about?
I'm asking you a question.
I intend to find out what she's been up to this time.
Oh, can't you let it drop,
Jack? I want Edward to come over the road with me. I've got a job for him.
Right, old grandad.
I don't know. You stay right where you are.
You heard grandad. He needs my help.
Never mind. You've got some questions to answer.
Well, who's going
to
carry that great stepladder for me?
Go on, Jazzy. You don't mind helping, do you?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, good lad. We go at the back. It's in the lean-to.
I'll see you later, Ed.
So can I have my passport, then? Where is it?
I'll put it away with mine after that French trip. Now, what's this about a holiday?
It's just me and Jazza. We're only gone for a week, so you can keep your wig on.
Don't be cheeky.
Well, I deserve a holiday, don't I?
I'm not saying you don't. Just a bit sudden, that's all. Well, you're going to give me any details?
We got a last-minute booking to Iron Appa. We fly out on Sunday, self-catering, that's it.
But how...
Well, can I have my passport?
Oh, I'll get it for you after supper.
Right, thanks.
But how are you paying for this holiday?
Linda?
Oh, David, come over.
I did knock, then I realised you'd probably be out here.
The garden is rather consuming my time and energy at present.
Well, it's all looking very good, I must say.
Oh, well, now, it's interesting you should say that, because I would welcome the eye of an impartial observer.
Oh, not me,
I'm afraid. I've had solar-powered lights installed for the water feature.
No, sorry, Linda, but I've got to get back for evening milking.
Oh, what a pity.
Right, Chester, put them stepladders up here.
She's in the garden, I can hear.
Don't you worry, she won't see me.
Well, I only called because you weren't answering your phone.
Here.
Oh, good heavens. Bring it outside with me. Such has been my total inertia.
Closer to the edge.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
But I'm like, I'm afraid, when I get the bit between my teeth.
Sorry.
Sure. Look, I just wanted to check if you're okay for later this evening. You know the memorial grounds?
Oh,
the busy thing?
Yes, of course. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, that's right. It. Now, hold on steady while I climb up.
Well, I'll see you later then. About 7:30?
Just a minute. What was that?
What?
I distinctly heard rustling in the hedge.
Well, I didn't hear anything.
Shh.
Mrs. Snell? I'm glad I caught you in.
Was that you rustling in the hedge?
Rustling?
Oh, never mind.
Hey, that's Bert Fry. What's he doing here?
Right, well, I'll see you both later.
Yo, what's going on?
Before you do, you must give me your opinion on the jewel in my crown, David.
Linda, I am clueless, honestly.
I'll be happy to give you my opinion.
Ah, so Bert Fry's plotting something,
your
is he?
Your rival, Bert.
But that's what I've come to talk to you about.
What's happening? Looks to me like Bert Fry's cozying up to Linda Snell.
Oh, very well. It's down here, by the box hedge.
What is?
My Shakespeare garden. Amongst other things, I planted rosemary, heartsease, tulips, and violets. Oh, where are the violets now that strew the green lap of the new-come spring?
Beg your pardon?
It's from Richard II, David.
Ah.
One of the quotations I'm having made to my bronze plaques.
Oh.
I'll show you.
Go on, Joe, let's have a turn.
Get down, Jazzer.
Well, let me
have room for the both of us.
Well, let me have him steady, you, I'm younger.
Yeah, well, I can manage. It's my public duty, any rule. I got to get evidence of that Snell woman's cheating.
You too, Bert.
Oh, crikey, they're coming over this way.
I shan't be able to keep it a secret for long anyway.
Yeah, quick, let me get down. I'm off.
There's the hedge again.
Yeah, I heard it that time.
The Jazzer!
See you later, Joe.
What on earth is going on? Who's there? Joe Grundy.
Afternoon, Mrs.
What are you doing up that stepladder?
Inspecting the egg.
Oh, please. You are spying on my garden.
Listen, I'd better get back for the milking.
Well, if you must know, I'm gathering evidence about your cheating.
How dare you?
Oh, you've been caught red-handed, Joe Grundy.
Don't forget the graffiti cleaning, will you? 7:30. in the memorial plate, right?
I don't know what you think you're crowing for, Bert Fry. Now I found out you're on her side.
On Mrs. Snell's side?
I heard you encouraging
her. I come here to check if she was cheating.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, that's what you're saying, is it?
Well, at least I don't use underhand tactics to get at the truth.
Oh, go away! Go on, both of you!
Yeah? Hey?
I've never been so insulted!
Edward, come downstairs.
I'm busy.
No, please. I want to talk to you.
Can't we go to the bog now?
I'm in the kitchen.
What?
I want to know where you're getting the money from to go on holiday.
I'm 18. I can spend my money how I want.
I knew it. It's the money from the sale of baby spice, isn't it?
Okay, so what? It's my money.
Oh, Edward. Thought you was putting it in the building society.
It's a waste of time. I know I'd be spending it sooner or later.
Well, put some of it away, at least.
I'll need it for spending money.
I won't say I'm not disappointed. So will your dad be too.
It ain't right.
To blow the lot on going abroad.
Fancy ideas.
Joe, what are you on about?
If she thinks she's going to win by throwing a cartload of money at the company to do her gardening.
Not this again.
Where's Joseph?
He's going over to fetch the stepladder back. I've good mind to give Ted Argies a tip off about her.
Joe, there ain't nothing to say you can't have the professionals in to do your garden. Anyway, ain't Ted who's judging.
Oh?
No. Jane Ivy's organising someone else to do it.
Ooh.
Can't say.
Oh, you got to.
Can't say because I don't know. Anyway, better bring that shopping in from the car and make a start on
Sunday. Hang on, Clary. Look, you must have some inkling.
I put them step ladders back for you.
You'll try. Clary, you can tell me.
Did you find your passport yet, then?
I'll get it. Don't worry.
You sure it's going to be okay about the money?
Yeah, of course I'll sub you. It's no problem.
Well, we may as well make a start. Thanks for coming.
I hope Joe Grundy is going to turn up, since it was he who made the complaint.
Oh, he'll be here.
He'd better be. This is eating into valuable gardening time. Those of us doing our own gardens needs that time.
If that remark was targeted at me,
if the cat fits,
Hang on. Let's try and keep things peaceable if we can't be friendly, eh?
I was being perfectly friendly. I have no axe to grind.
No, but you has a big wooden spoon for stirring up trouble.
Whoa, listen. If there's any more, I'm going to have to do what I do with Pip and Josh. Send you both to opposite ends of the area.
Evening all.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Peggy Woolley's at Keeper's Cottage discussing WA business. She said she'd be a bit late.
Oh, fair enough. Right. Well, there's quite a lot to do, so if you'd like to get busy with your scrubbing brushes.
Chris Carter is a faggot. What's all that about, then?
Oh, my Susan was very good at them. Fresh pig's liver, that's what she used.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's exactly...
Oh, dear. I just hope I can scrub this one off before Peggy gets here.
Oh, Auntie Peggy was in the ATS. I think you'll find nothing much would shock her.
Still, they oughtn't to have said it about Fallon.
I heard Peggy Woolley thinks she's in with a good chance.
Yeah, well, plenty think that.
Well, do we have to talk about the Open Gardens competition?
She was telling me she's concerned about the shape of one of her trees.
What about this new vicar, then, Bert?
Oh, the Reverend Frank.
Yes.
He'll be starting in the 6 weeks' holidays. Not a minute too soon.
Oh, yes, he has a school-age daughter, hasn't he?
Ah, 14 she is, poor thing.
Why, poor thing?
Well, her mum died when she was only six.
Oh, that is sad.
You're a bit quiet, Joe Grundy.
Just getting on with the job in hand.
Oh, that's all, is it? You were looking like the cat that got the cream when you got here.
That's because I got some insider information.
Ooh,
what about?
Oh, Lord.
I happens to know that the judge ain't going to be Ted Hargreaves.
Not Ted Hargreaves?
Who then?
Somebody famous.
Someone famous? Well, who can it be?
Well, famous like off the radio.
Or Flowered You?
Well, in with a great plat who makes things every tires.
Pippa Greenwood, perhaps.
Funny, ain't it? Their names match their
job. Come on, Joe, do say.
Well, that'd be telling.
He doesn't know.
I do? Well, not the actual name.
I know.
But don't you worry, Bert Fry. I'll be finding out.
Elizabeth has some news for Ruth.
Hello, Ruth.
Elizabeth, hi.
Bert said you were up here.
I'm just waiting for David.
Hang on. Have you any idea where Mum is?
She's having Ben for me for the afternoon. She was going to give him some lunch and then take him to the swings.
Oh, I've scrounged some bedding plants from Titcomb for them. I'll knit back and just leave them in the back garden.
I wouldn't mind one or two if you have any going spare.
I'll leave you and Dad to fight that one out.
Well, between you and me, I think the men's event has become the battle for the tidiest lawn.
Oh, no. Not the magnificent men and their mowing machines.
And strimmers, clippers and nail scissors, no doubt. You should see Cathy's lawn.
You're joking. What, Kenton?
So Jill said.
Good grief.
He'd been spying on Linda's garden. It must have sparked something off in him.
Well, it's about time.
You can't be too hard on him. Look at all the hours he's putting in at the cafe.
Well?
No, seriously. He's got to be there before 7:30 every morning.
I'll reserve judgment for the moment.
We should call in. There's a great atmosphere and the food's good. Going from the menu I saw at the opening on Friday anyway.
Perhaps.
Mind you, he's not the only one working hard. David and I seem to pass like ships in the night at the moment.
Oh, I know that feeling.
You and Nigel too.
Well, he's working very hard on his new cycling scheme.
Oh?
The new family cycle route opens at the weekend.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
You must bring the kids over one Sunday.
Yeah, we will.
You'll be okay with Ben too. Some of the bikes we're buying in for hire will have child seats.
We'll have to make the time.
Oh, and Nigel has some great news for Pip.
For Pip?
Yeah, he's absolutely thrilled. The swallow chicks in the garage have hatched.
Oh, wonderful.
All four of them. Nigel said Pip rang him the other day asking about them.
Yeah, she's been showing off a bit at school, I reckon.
She? Hi, David.
Elizabeth. Sorry to keep you waiting, love.
Hi.
The water trough took me longer than I thought.
Right, well, I need to get going. See you both.
See you later.
Yeah.
You could be a bit friendlier.
I'm civil enough.
Yeah, exactly. Civil. Isn't it time you put things behind you?
I will when she does.
You're both so pig-headed.
Come on, let's have a look at the grass.
Okay.
I rang Adam earlier about going to Nets. He's definitely going ahead with the strawberry idea.
He's been to talk to a growers co-op, hasn't he?
Oh, he's joined, he said. Off to visit a couple of the big growers today.
Oh, that's quick.
Yeah, he's really driving this idea forward. Well, the grass is bulking up nicely.
Yeah.
Should be ready to start next week if the weather's okay.
Oh, I got an email from a farmer in Edgeley this morning.
Uh-huh.
Inquiring about joining Hassett Hills.
Oh, right. Well, we'll discuss that at the next meeting.
Maybe you could sound Debbie out about it.
Yeah. Adam said she's really down this week.
She told me it would have been her wedding anniversary on Monday.
Yeah, Adam said so. And that's the day the decree absolute came through.
Ironic.
Yeah.
Whoa, Bartleby, whoa! Ruth Archer!
Hello, Joe.
Glad I caught you too.
Whoa, it's better not be about the garden contest.
No, about your garden.
Oh. What about it?
You're smartening up for competition, aren't you?
Well, I'm not sure smart is quite the word.
How are you?
Just to be able to go into the garden, find my way out again without the aid of a compass, that'd do me.
Oh, shut up. Take no notice of him, Joe.
Yeah, well, as your mother-in-law said anything about who this judge is going to be?
Not to me, no.
There's a rumour going round that the judge is someone famous.
No, really? That's interesting, Joe.
Oh, no, please, no. Not my wife as well.
Oi, Edward!
What?
Stop for a minute.
What do you want?
I want a word with you.
I'm busy.
Turn that engine off now.
What now?
Get down and come here. I want a word with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
I am.
I ain't got your day.
So?
What the hell's going on, Edward?
I'm trying to get on with some top dressing.
Don't come that with me. You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
I'm talking about you not turning up for work and Sterling ringing your mother up at Bridge Farm to find out where you were.
Oh, we didn't have to do that.
Well, it looks like he did. What's the matter with you? I'm talking to you.
But I'm all right.
Me and your mother thought you'd be up here like a shot every morning now your new car was being born.
I'm up here now, ain't I?
Oh, only because your granddad nearly had to drag you out of bed.
I was knackered.
Well, if you'd get to bed earlier, you wouldn't be so tired in the mornings. And your mother's getting worried about how much booze you're putting away and all.
I've got to wind down, haven't I?
And what's this about you and Jazza going off to somewhere posh next Sunday?
Sounds like you know all about it already.
Oh, you could have given me some notice. I'm going to have to cover the car boot myself. And I'll have to ask Mike to give me a hand with that landscaping job you penny at.
Well, you got it all worked out then, haven't you?
Hey, be careful, Edward. Don't you push me too hard.
Look, is that it?
No, it ain't. You're paying for this holiday with the money you were saving from the sale from Baby Spice.
So?
So? Where's Jazza getting his money from, eh? Well?
Well, he sells them pirate CDs, don't he?
God. We'd have to sell a lot to get that sort of money together.
Yeah, well, maybe he has.
And maybe you're helping him out with your money. Well,
what's it to you? It's my money.
Oh, are you that stupid or just put it on a really good act?
Just shut up, Dad.
You think you're going to get that money back?
Yeah, of course I will.
Oh, you'll be lucky.
He's my mate. I know he's good for it.
When are you going to wise up?
Come in.
Oh, Brad.
Oh, hello, David. Hey, look, have a look at this.
Uh-huh. What is it?
I was just wondering whether to invest in this new mapping software. Helps measure arable land more accurately to optimise IAX applications.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, many growers are claiming about 5% less than they could, apparently.
Oh, it's difficult to know what to do in present circumstances.
Yeah, it's very true.
I was looking for Debbie, actually. Have you any idea where I might find her?
She's out with the agronomist.
Oh. How's she doing? I heard about the decree absolute.
Yeah. She mentioned it to Jenny, just in passing. As if it didn't matter.
She hasn't spoken to me about it either.
Last Wednesday, she was away for the whole day. No one had a clue where she was.
You worried about her?
Yeah. I mean, I just feel... Well, I feel she needs someone to confide in, and I can't do it.
Well, no one can. Unless she wants them to, of course.
I mean, when I think of the rows we used to have, you know, over farming methods, they were healthy disagreements.
Yeah.
Sorry, would you like coffee?
No, I better not. I'll leave you to your email.
Oh, this one's from Trevorn.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm definitely off.
Lower Loxley, Elizabeth Pargeter speaking.
Elizabeth, it's Brian.
Brian, hello.
I've just received an email from Siobhan.
Have you?
Yes, she's having Rory christened on Sunday. You knew about it?
Nigel and I have been invited.
Well, that was very pleasant, Joe.
Yeah, what did I say?
No, you was right. You don't have time to notice nothing zooming up and down to work in a van.
Yeah, what about the smells, eh? New mown grass. And we can fit more gnomes safely in the trap, too. I said Bartle'd be useful.
I give in, Joe. He don't have to have a stable built down here for him. Oh, no.
Hey, what's up, Clary? Oh, dear. Eddie ain't going to be happy.
You're telling me he ain't. Edward! Edward!
What?
What happened here?
Nothing.
Nothing? What's all them straw bales and planks and that rusty old oil drum?
It's a bit of a motocross course, me and Jazza built it.
But you flattened all the grass down after your dad spent all that time top dressing this field. Well?
Well, I was just having a bit of fun with the boys.
But your dad's got plans to have a few sheep in here. Oh, why don't you think?
Oh, sorry.
Come on. What's the matter?
What?
Has something happened?
No.
You're not in trouble, are you?
No, of course I'm not.
I just don't understand. Last week you seemed on top of the world. It was so nice to see you happy, and now you seem so down.
I'm fine.
No, you're not. And I hate to see you so fed up now. What's happened?
Nothing.
These gnomes out the shed.
You can talk to me, you know.
No, it's nothing. I'm just fed up of it around here, that's all.
You sure that's all? Edward?
Yeah.
Edward, you can give me a hand loading up some of these gnomes.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I'll see you later. Oh.
All right.
What's she been up to with you?
Oh, what now?
Piled everything up at one end.
I don't know, Jack.
What's up with him?
I don't know why you think I should know.
You should look a bit more careful.
What's been going on here?
Some of the ornaments is a bit chipped.
Oh, I'd better go and have a look.
Well, somebody tell me what's been going on.
It's Edward. I reckon he's had a disappointment.
Oh, give him disappointment.
No. Don't be too hard on him. I knows the signs. He's been sweet on the girl and she's turned him down.
Oh, don't talk daft. He ain't had a girlfriend.
I got eyes and ears.
And a vivid imagination. Oh, come on, I got work to do.
Only a couple more minutes, Pip. I can't believe the size of their mouths compared to the rest of them.
I know. And there's one that keeps getting pushed to one side.
Ah, the runt.
Exactly. Nigel's getting worried about it. He thinks it's getting weaker.
That's nature, isn't it?
Try explaining that to him. He understands it in principle, but because they're his swallows, he wants them all to survive.
I know how tempting it is, but he wouldn't be doing it any favours if it wasn't equipped to survive on its own.
Oh, dear.
So what was it you had to tell me once Pip was out of earshot?
Oh, yes. I had a phone call from Brian this afternoon.
And?
Siobhan is having Rory christened this Sunday. Nigel and I are flying to Dublin for the ceremony.
Kept that a bit quiet.
I don't really have anyone to discuss it with.
No, I suppose not.
Anyway, the upshot is that she sent Brian an email, just to keep him up to speed, I assume. But she said in the email that she doesn't expect him to attend the christening.
Oh, I see.
He sounded really hurt on the phone.
I imagine he would be.
And the fact that I had to tell him we were going compounded it, of course.
Poor Brian.
I know.
It's a bit of a milestone in your child's life, isn't it? And to have to miss it.
No, but there was nothing I could say to him. Nothing that would make a difference to how he feels. That's just the way things are for him, isn't it?
At Bridge Farm, Pat is concerned about Helen.
Not far off.
Good.
If Tom will see to the parlour, I'll get the cows back.
Have you finished with your coffee mugs?
Sorry. Got carried away. Went cold.
Tony?
Yep. Go on, girl.
Has Helen spoken to you?
Well, what about?
Well, I called in at the cottage yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
She seemed a bit preoccupied.
Huh?
When Greg came in, he was very snappy with her.
Really?
He was quite nasty. About silly little things. I mean, it was stupid of her to forget about taking the washing out of the machine, but it can happen to anybody.
He's probably overdoing it to make up for being AWOL.
Other little things, like leaving the butter out of the fridge. Just gave her a sort of list of all the things she'd done wrong.
Oh, I'm sure Helen can handle him. Go on.
That's exactly my point. I'd have expected her to give as good as she got. She seemed quite subdued. I tried to broach it with her arm.
Don't interfere, Pat. It doesn't work with Helen.
I just wondered if she'd said anything.
No, I told you. Not to me.
Oh, I bumped into Ruth last night at the shop, and guess what?
Well, surprise me.
Elizabeth and Nigel are off to Ireland at the weekend, lucky things.
Ireland? On business?
Yeah, they're off to Siobhan's baby's christening.
Oh, really? She's still in touch with them, is she?
Oh, Elizabeth and she were quite good friends.
Hiya. Done yet? Oh, yep. Can you make a start in here?
Okay, then I'll start on the silage clump, all right?
Oh, thanks. I'm going up to Ashmead later to check on the potatoes. Then I'll give you a hand.
Sure.
But first, I've got to take Esme for a spin.
Got to? What about breakfast?
Yeah, first things first, I need to try out those new brakes.
You tried them last night.
Couldn't take more than half an hour.
And the rest, Amor? Do you think he's in some sort of secret competition to be Bossich's most embarrassing dad?
It's a harmless enough hobby.
Well, I hope I have more interesting things to spend my time on when I'm his age.
If I had a pound for every young man who swore he wasn't going to turn into his dad...
Mum!
Yeah, you could do a lot worse.
Yeah, I know. Ed Grundy's off on holiday.
Really?
Yeah, he was in the Bull last night shooting his mouth off about it. Aye, Napa. With any luck, they won't let him back in the country. What an idiot.
Once I was in love, and it was a gas.
Aha! I thought I recognised those Deltic tones.
Nigel! Thanks very much.
I was actually referring to the engine of your MG.
Yeah, very funny.
Gorgeous morning.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, you're a bit off the beaten track.
I thought I'd cycle into Borchester, have breakfast at Jack's, and then pick up my maps from the printers.
Maps?
For the family cycle route. It indicates points of interest as you cycle around.
Oh, yeah. Pat said something about it.
Well, come over and try it out.
Me? On a bike?
Why not?
Oh, there's only one form of transport for me. You can't beat a classic car, Nigel.
I beg to differ.
Nah, your bike may be okay for tootling around Lower Loxley, but it's no good for this kind of road.
I think you'll find a bicycle beats a car hands down in town traffic.
In your dreams.
Right, lights have changed.
All right, then. Last one to Jack's buys the breakfast.
You're off.
You sure? It's quite a way into Borchester from here, you know.
I know.
Okay, then. Make mine a fryer.
you sure you don't mind driving into Borchester with me this early, Emma?
Are you kidding? I'm glad of the lift. Anyway, we're doing what Daphne did and opening for the breakfast trade.
Mm, good move. Anyway, how come Kenton couldn't oblige this morning?
Oh, you know Kenton. He's off schmoozing some catering supplies company this morning. Mm. Oh, he won't be in till later.
You're going to have to watch him, you know.
Watch him? Why?
I know his sort. Full of charm. Before you know it, he'll have you doing all his duties as well as all your own.
Brenda, you sound just like my mum.
What are you going to do if I can't give you a lift any time?
I haven't really thought about it. Dad's so busy with the pigs these days.
Hmm. Hasn't your mum started there too this week?
Yeah, well, down at the business unit at Sawyer's Farm. She's at the other end of the process.
So both your mum and your dad are working for Tom Archer?
Mm, yeah. My mum's putting a brave face on things, you can tell. It's not what you might call career development.
Hmm. What she said about you going back with Will?
She doesn't know that I'm nearly finished with him.
Really?
She knows something was up, but she's had her mind on a new job and stuff. Thank goodness.
Right. And how are things with you and Will?
Good. Really good.
This is Brenda you're talking to, remember?
No, I mean it. I made the right choice.
What happened to all that Ed makes me feel so alive stuff?
I was talking rubbish.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, okay, he's exciting and he makes me laugh, but that's it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, Brenda, he's so gorgeous.
Oh, did I really say that?
Yes, and more.
It's so strange, though. It's like I was sleepwalking.
And now you've woken up?
Exactly. To Will and the fact that I love him.
And they all lived happily ever after.
Shut up, or it'll be the last time I let you give me a lift.
We meet again.
Nigel, where the heck did you pop up from?
I told you, didn't I?
You sure you didn't hitch a lift on a flatbed?
You're not going to be a bad loser, are you, Tony?
Hang on. The race isn't over yet.
I think you'll find it is.
No chance. Jax is over the other side of town.
And you're stuck in traffic.
Oh, so are you.
Not for long. See that street to your right?
Yeah. What about it?
One with the no entry sign.
What? You can't.
I can.
That's cheating.
No, it isn't. No entry for cars, but a permitted right-of-way for pedestrians and cyclists. It's part of the cycle route.
You jammer devil.
See you at Jax. Oh, before I go, another advantage of cycling.
Yeah?
You burn off the calories from a fry-up much quicker on a bike. And I've worked up quite an appetite. Bye!
Brenda, hi. What can I get you?
Should I risk another cappuccino?
Well, if you can entice Kenton away from the machine on some pretext, I'll see what I can do.
At least he only covered himself in milk last week.
Oh, you haven't seen him with the electric carver knife, there ought to be sandwiches.
Is he really as hopeless as he makes out? Oh,
definitely. Why?
Oh, you know, the old I'm useless, please show me how to do it trick, and then suddenly you're doing whatever it is, and it becomes your job.
You've become so cynical, Brenda Tucker, you really have.
No, it's low blood sugar making me grumpy. Let's have a look at the menu. Oh, all-day brekkie. Oh, brie and roasted vegetables. Mm-hmm. Bruschetta? Wow. What's got into Frank?
They're Kenton's ideas. So there, you see.
Okay, I take it all back.
But you and Wayne and the crew will be glad to see we're still doing the firm favourites. See? Specials aboard.
Oh, yeah. Special today, sausage sardines.
There you go, Nige. On the house.
Oh, it's very kind of you, Kenton. But you can put it on Tony's bill.
Tony?
I bet him I'd get here before him and his MG. He should be in, sooner or later.
Oh, I get it. Two wheels good, four wheels bad, eh?
I wouldn't have put it quite like that, but, yes. We've ordered hire bikes and trailers for Lower Loxley, with Lower Loxley printed on the frames.
You're becoming quite an evangelist.
Though people will use their own bikes around the cycle route too. We're opening that this weekend.
Oh, really? Oh, great. Well, I might come over and cycle it with Jamie.
Yes, do.
Although, I'm putting a bit more work in on Kathy's lawn this Sunday. Competition's really hotting up now. There's a famous gardener coming to judge.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. They're all going mad down the bull trying to guess who it is.
Fascinating.
I'm hoping it'll be that babe from Gardener's World.
Who? Monty Don?
No, you fool. No, Rachel De Thane, I mean. Dad was watching last week. I tell you, she'd get your roses blooming.
Oh, here he is. Tony Archer, King of the Road.
Oh, dear. Traffic is dreadful.
Only 20 minutes or so later than me and my bike.
And I've just had to shell out a quid to park up the road.
Oh,
did they miss the U out of MG?
Oh, ha, ha.
Come on now.
Here we go, gents. Raise your cups, please. Rusty, but trusty. To the bike.
Bike. I don't know what you're laughing at, Kenton. Mm. You rely on motorised transport to get here?
Not anymore, as it happens. I've moved in upstairs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's got a lot of potential. Come up and have a look. You too, Tony. I tell you what, get Emma to make you a cappuccino and then join us.
Oh, cheers.
Oh, Patch. Tony! I saw your MG parked up the road. What are you doing in here?
Don't ask.
I take it the brakes pass muster.
The brakes are practically the only part of the machinery I made use of this morning.
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Anyway, how did you get into Borchester so quickly?
Well, it only ever takes about 30 minutes if you leave after the rush hour.
So, what do you think then, Nigel?
Yes. Little pokey, perhaps?
Well, easier to keep tidy, though.
Yes, I suppose so.
I know it looks a bit dire at the moment.
Is that the original colour of the wood chip, or a nicotine colour wash?
Look, it won't take much, you know, once the decorators get stuck in.
If you say so.
Yeah, Jack's sending them over from Great Gables. Oh, and the mattress on the floor's only temporary. Mm. I've ordered one of those platform beds.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, king size. I can't wait. Oh, and of course, it'll only be Monday night to Friday night. Weekends, I'll still be living at Cathy's.
Hi.
Hello, Kenton.
Oh, Pat too. Oh, coming in, both of you.
Hi.
Oh, how'd you like my new pad?
You're planning on living here?
Good grief.
It's not that bad.
No, of course not. It'll be all right when you've done it up.
Yeah.
I remember this kind of lino from my uncle's when I was little.
Yeah, and those polystyrene tiles are a terrible nuisance to get off.
Really? Are they? Pass me one of those beer crates, will you?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch them if I were you, Kenton.
That's all right. I'm just checking how well stuck on they are.
Now, leave it to the decorators.
I'm sure Terry's right.
Look. I think they'll come off easily enough.
It's best to leave them, honestly.
Why?
Well, because in old houses, if you're not careful... The plaster will come down with them.
Oh, it's all going down my neck.
Careful, I don't want it all over me as well.
Look, we'll wait downstairs for you to get cleaned up, I think.
Yeah, well, I hope your shower's working.
Yeah, it won't be long. Oh, Kenton, I've been meaning to ask, are those cufflinks here? You know, the ones I lent you for Cathy's birthday do at the casino?
Nige, look at the place. Am I likely to have brought your cufflinks over?
Ah. See what you mean. But I'd like them back for this weekend, if possible.
Oh, yes. Aren't you and Elizabeth going over to Ireland?
Yes, for baby Rory's christening.
Well, give Siobhan our best wishes.
You'll be the only ones from these parts, then?
Her sister will be flying over from London, but other than her, I imagine we will be, yes.
As competition time grows closer, Peggy's quietly confident.
Did you remember the custard creams, Peggy?
Of course I did. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear. These new carriers are no good at all.
Oh, just a minute, Jack. Let me see if I can fit everything in the shopping bag.
It's a good thing you put that jar of pickled onions in the shopping bag to start with.
Yes, indeed.
Oh. Higgs was saying he's been looking at the other gardens in the competition on his travels. He gets quite a good view in the Bentley.
And what's his verdict?
He thinks we're in with a good chance at the lodge.
Well, I don't want to seem big-headed, but I think so too. I even said as much to Joe Grundy the other evening in the Memorial Playground.
Did you? Well, that's not like you, Peggy.
He goaded me into it.
Did he?
Silly man. He seems to think that anyone with a bit of money to spare has an unfair advantage and should be disqualified.
He does talk rubbish.
There. You can't beat these old-fashioned shopping bags.
Yes, that should hold well enough.
I must say I'm a bit concerned about what Pat was saying.
Oh, I'm sure Helen could look out for herself.
She tends not to confide in her mother, though. I do wish she would. Look, hang on, put the egg right on top.
Oh, OK. It's lucky she has such an understanding grandmother, isn't it?
Thank you, Jack.
Children often feel they have too much to prove to their parents.
Yes. You know, I think you're right.
Look after Ben, Pip. I won't be long. Hello, Peggy. Jack?
Ruth, hello there.
Hello, dear.
Can I help?
No, it's quite all right, thank you.
Yeah, don't worry. Higgs will be here in a minute.
Oh, it's a lovely evening, isn't it?
Oh, yes. We're hoping to get out into the garden later, aren't we, Peggy?
How's it looking?
Higgs has been terribly competitive. The lawn looks manicured.
Oh, you should see the pergola with the clematis.
Oh, Jack, please.
She's too modest.
The flower borders are going to look lovely by the bank holiday, though. Peggy's worked very hard on them, haven't you?
Well, at the risk of blowing my own trumpet, the gentians and Cynthiandra should be in flower, and I've just got a lot of bedding plants in the greenhouse to use yet.
She's grown them all from seed herself, you know.
Well, I do have rather more than I can use.
I could get Higgs to make you up a couple of hanging baskets as soon as we get back, if you'd like.
Oh, I would.
He's done some for Home Farm.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
And I'm sure they'll all pass both Joe Grundy's and the judge's criteria.
Has anyone found out who the judge is going to be yet?
Well, we thought it might be that Dermot Gavin off the telly.
All I know for certain is that it's a friend of Jean Harvey. Don't even know if it's a woman or a man.
All very hush-hush.
Very mysterious.
Right. Well, if it's all right with you, Jack, I'll get off to Home Farm.
Oh, yes, of course.
And then it's over to St. Stephen's. I promised Clary I'd give her a hand with the church flowers.
Right you are.
I'll see you later then, Ruth.
Bye, Peggy.
See you later.
Bye.
So, is it okay if I pop up later tonight, after David finishes evening milking? For the hanging baskets?
Yes, fine. Leave it till about 9, if you wouldn't mind. I've got a job to do before Peggy gets back to the lodge. A surprise.
Oh.
Just a little something to improve the overall look of the garden.
For the competition?
That's right. I know she's going to be really pleased. It's something that's been worrying her for a while.
Oh, I'd better get to the shop.
Oh, just before you do, Ruth, have you heard from Kenton at all?
I haven't seen him all week. Why?
Well, I got a cryptic message from him on the answering machine yesterday. Something about tiles and plaster and the flat above the caff.
Sorry, can't help, I'm afraid.
I didn't even know he was living there. Oh, here's Higgs.
Oh, and there's Lucia.
Oh, right. Give her my best. See you later then, Ruth.
Bye.
Hi, Ruth.
Oh, hi.
Oh, I just got in. I realised I forgot to buy some tights for tonight.
Oh, yeah, tonight. How is Deepak?
He's lovely, since you ask.
Well, you seem to be getting on well at Jack's last week.
Yeah, he's really easy to talk to.
So, where are you off to?
He's taking me out for tapas first, and, well, then we'll see.
Ouch! Oh. Thing.
Brian?
Peggy, must you creep up on people like that?
I wasn't creeping.
Well, I didn't hear you come in.
Alice let me in, as a matter of fact. I was looking for Jennifer.
Oh, well, I can't help you, I'm afraid.
I thought it was her I could hear.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
I got a box of bedding plants in the car for her.
Oh, yes. Well, get Adam and Alice to take them round to the garden, would you? I'm busy.
Yes, I can see that.
Is there something else I can help you with, Peggy?
I see you've got suitcases out. Are you off on a trip somewhere?
No, of course not. Now, look, if you'll excuse me.
And Rachel couldn't for the life of her remember where she might have left her phone.
She'd looked in all the usual places, presumably.
Yeah, so she rang it up in the hope that she'd hear it herself, or someone in the office would hear it and return it to her.
Well, of course.
Except that she'd made the ringtone a recording of her own voice saying her name.
No.
It gets worse. Turns out she left it in the back of a black cab.
You're kidding.
Can you imagine the poor cabbie in his empty taxi hearing this disembodied voice in the back going, Rachel, Rachel, Rachel?
Oh, dear. How are those aubergines?
Mmm. Nice and spicy. Here, have some.
Oh, thanks.
Mmm.
Mmm. Oh, delicious.
So, what do you think? Would you like to go to the cinema afterwards?
Yes. I like films of those highly planned robberies, the ones that keep you on the edge of your seat all the way through.
Oh, me too. You just know they won't get away with it.
But you find yourself hoping they will.
We seem to have a lot in common.
Do we?
What about music?
Oh, difficult. I've got such eclectic taste.
Me too. What was the first single you ever bought?
The first record I ever got was a present from my best friend at school.
Yeah?
It was summertime and she knew I was missing Kampala. It was really sweet of her. Well, her geography wasn't up to much, but our heart was in the right place.
What was the single?
Barbados by Typically Tropical.
Who?
Nigel's afraid that one of the chicks isn't getting enough food.
Oh, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is. What are you doing here, Brian?
Julia said you'd be here.
Mm-hmm.
Look, are you and Nigel still planning to go to Ireland for Rory's christening?
Yes.
In that case, I wondered if you'd do something for me.
What?
If you would, I'd like you to take this.
Brian.
I'd like you to take this small gift from me to Rory.
I'm not sure.
Oh, please.
I don't know. I really don't want to be forced anymore into being piggy in the middle.
Yeah, I know. Look, perhaps if I explain.
Fog porch. It's beautiful, Brian.
Yes.
Can I see?
Mm, of course.
There's an engraving. Gosh, so William Parker Aldridge.
Mm. He was my grandfather. He worked at the Sopwith Aviation Company.
I see.
It was handed down to me when my father died in 1971. The intention was that in my turn I would hand it down. I'd like Rory to have it.
I understand.
Will you take it on my behalf?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Right, just a minute now, Higgs. Let's assess the situation.
Evening, Jack.
Oh, it's you, Ruth. Thank goodness for that.
Who do you think it was?
I was afraid it might be Peggy.
What's Higgs doing in that tree, if you don't mind me asking?
Ah, that's just it, you see. I don't want her to get back before I get this surprise ready for her.
Oh, right. And Higgs and the tree are involved in this surprise, are they?
Yes. I'm getting Higgs to saw that overhanging branch off.
Why?
Peggy's being concerned that it spoils the shape of the tree.
Isn't it supposed to be bad luck to damage a rowan tree?
Oh, you don't believe in these old wives' tales, do you, Ruth?
Farmers used to use pieces of rowan in milking parlours to protect their cows from being put under a spell.
Did they?
Yeah.
Of course, if I'd thought, I'd had the tree dealt with months ago. Peggy didn't mention it until the competition.
Don't you think it's a job for a younger man?
Higgs knows everything there is to know about gardening. He worked for years as a handyman in the garden centre, you know.
Well, still, I mean, it's getting dark. Can he see?
That's why I brought a torch. Ah, that's better.
Not so as you'd notice.
Relax, Ruth. Higgs knows what he's doing.
Why don't you tell him to stop and let me give David a ring?
Oh, there's no need for that.
I think there is.
He'll manage. Don't fuss.
It's okay. Jill's babysitting. David's only down at the Bull. He can be here in a minute.
Don't worry.
What on earth is going on here?
Peggy.
What is Higgs doing?
Now, Peggy, don't worry.
Don't worry?
Jack was planning a surprise for you.
Well, it's certainly that. My rowan tree.
But you wanted that branch lopping. You said so. It spoils the shape of the tree, you said.
I wasn't talking about the rowan. I meant the lilac where the seating is.
Oh, Lord. Higgs! Higgs, stop!
Oh, really, Jack? What were you thinking?
I was trying to help. Higgs, stop!
I don't think he can hear with his ear protectors on.
Oh, my goodness. Higgs! Higgs! Oh, thank goodness for that. Oh, no!
Jack!
Oh, no!
Oh, my greenhouse!
Oh, dear.
All my bedding plants. Now what am I going to do?
We may as well wait for a few minutes before we go back to our cars.
Good idea.
There'll be a huge jam to get out of the car park. Did you enjoy the film?
Yes, I did. Thanks.
My pleasure. The first film I ever went to without my parents was The Terminator. How about you?
You didn't get round to telling me what was the first record you ever bought.
Relax, by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And my father threw it in the dustbin once my cousin told him what it meant.
Ah, relax. I remember that one. I was living in London, not long after I graduated.
Graduated?
I studied law in London.
Really?
Yeah.
Relax was number one in 84, wasn't it?
Was it? Of course, I loved Adam Faith as well, and I had a poster of Elvis on my bedroom wall.
Elvis?
Though I suppose I'd have to say that my first proper teenage crush was on Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra?
Just kidding.
Oh.
I was 40 last year, if that's what you're digging for.
No, of course not. Not at all.
Okay. Would you like to go somewhere for a coffee?
Not sure I should. I've got a lot of work to get through this weekend.
What about next week?
Afraid not. I've got a really full diary for next week.
Will I see you again?
Yes, of course. We should, definitely. I'd really like us to remain friends.
The Unches was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Alec Reed, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.